Move on. Next question. Oh, my God.
Oh, God, no. This is one for my friend that all came right, up. Right. How much porn do you watch on a daily basis?
Let's see. A daily basis. Probably one thing, and then I got to move on to something else.
Well, ladies, if you're hearing this, now you know his habits.
I don't know. It's like, well, I'm a single 26-year-old guy living by myself. LOL. Hello.
Okay. Let's go on before more innuendos come in that it's going to regret later.
Penis.
Never mind.
Not okay. Next thing.
If you had an intro theme, what would it be?
If I had an intro theme, like I walk into work and then all of a sudden music starts playing, it's like, what? Hey, it's that guy. Come into my... No, wait, that's Franklin.
Hell, it could be even a wrestling tape.
Creepy. Hey, it's that guy. He's going to touch you inappropriately. I don't know.
Okay, okay, this one I've been...
like the Mentos thing. Shuba dua dua. Nothing gets to you. Da-da-da-da-da. Whatever.
Sigh, the better maker.
Sigh, boss Freshmacher.
Okay, at the end of some of your videos, you have that whole singing the fireball
That's comp. Curb, yeah.
Oh, okay. That, well, apparently you killed the question now.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, that's Curb. It was okay. His idea, because that story, should just get you to invite Curb. But
if you want, go ahead and invite him.
What the hell?
Sure, why not?
Let's see if he picks up. He's going to be like, what the hell? He's probably busy with something.
He's going, it's like, wait, why am I being recorded?
Oh, yeah, I guess we should tell him that. Kurt!
Hi. What's up?
I'm in the middle of an interview and we brought you in.
Oh, who was?
This guy.
That would Nelson. Be me here, the fat man.
Okay.
You just real quick, and this I thought you would appreciate. You can totally leave after this, but he just asked a question about the at the end of the bastardized stuff, the fireball jingle, and how that was pretty much your idea.
Oh, the FIREBALL20XL.com.
Yeah, exactly. It was you.
It was me.
And I just thought I'd bring you in because you thought of it. So, yeah. But if you want to go, you can go ahead. I just thought this was...
I can stay if you want.
Yeah!
Okay. It's totally up...
You're being interviewed by this guy.
Yeah.
Okay. That is
cool. Yeah, but you could, like, add comments or whatever. I don't remember.
I'll pay watch.
So, anyway, Curb, Kelson, Curb.
Doing
pretty good.
He's a huge Wachow fanboy, and he's probably freaking the fuck out right now, so give him some leeway.
Yeah, because I'm also a fan of TTA as well.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. No, that's cool. Thank you.
Woo!
So what's going on in this interview?
He's like at question, like, 43, I don't know.
actually, we were at question 21.
Oh, fuck. All right, well, go, what's next?
Your favorite song.
My favorite song, Tall Cool One by Robert Plant.
The Final Countdown by Europe.
Oh, nice.
It's a final countdown.
I really had to think about it, honestly. Yeah. Actually, no. You know what? I'd say it ties with Dreams by Van Halen. The two of them are pretty close.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I gotta do this update since the whole plan totally changed here. It is now a Fetty interview with SciGuy and Kerberfer 15.
It makes the 15-1. I don't use.
I'll just call you Kerb.
Kerb's the word. Kerb.
But you also have the screen name and not Kerboffer.
Kerboffer. Kerboffer. Uh-huh.
Here. Oh, fuck your face.
Okay. Okay, let's go on to the next one. What type of music do you prefer to listen to?
Um, really, it's pretty much whatever mood I'm in at the time. When I go to work, I have several radio stations, internet radio stations queued up. I have one Sega radio station. I have a Sonic radio station. I have a Nintendo radio station. I have a Hawaiian music radio station. I have just like two electronica dance stuff. So pretty much anywhere within that genre, like video games, island music, and then dance.
Yeah, I would say probably essentially video game music and random songs by random bands and singers that I happen to hear and think, oh, that's cool, because I'm actually being exposed to real music. But video game music, especially because it's come so far by this point, they have so much good stuff and all these different
songs. Oh, yeah.
That I kind of filled my prerequisite of different music to begin with. So
Well, I have to agree with the whole video game music thing, because I literally, if you look at the files on my laptop, I have like 12 gigs of music.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I remember I would get a lot of shit for listening to video game music. I remember I brought in the Melee soundtrack. Was just like, we were going on a road trip, and I brought in the Melee soundtrack. I'm like, what's this? I'm like, this is from Super Smash Brothers Melee. And she's like, from a video game? I'm like, yeah. She's like, what the hell?
Was it the actual game soundtrack, or was it the orchestrated remix
it was
album?
It was the actual game soundtrack, but it was the Fox stuff that came on first.
Yes. Oh, wait. No, yeah, no, that's Smashing Live, right? Where it was redone with a full...
No, it's the Melee soundtrack with, like, you know, music with the actual orchestra.
Okay, well, yeah, because, like, no, that's what I mean, like, because that CD starts with the Corneria track.
Yeah.
I actually have that CD, too.
Okay,
let's move on. Pirates or ninjas?
I got two parts. If I had to choose to be one, I would choose to be a pirate. Who would I think would win in a fight? A ninja.
I like One Piece slightly more than I like Naruto, so actually a lot more than I like Naruto, but so I'll probably say pirate a little bit more. I like both. I have appreciation for both now.
Mm-hmm. Arr, matey.
Arr, This Machine by Julian K.
God, I gotta get him too. I gotta get the whole Mayon.
His sketch's a little wonky. He might not look up on that one too much, but.
Yeah.
Alan's
yeah.
Cool.
I don't know when he comes
Yeah, trust me, I'm kind of like on one side of this and my girlfriend on the other one, so there's like conflict that happens with this topic.
Well, the only other thing, like, I would choose to be a pirate because there's pretty much freedom. Just total freedom. Just relax. No big deal. Unless there's mutiny, then fucking forget it. But as far as, like, a fight, like, sure, the pirate has a sword and a gun, but the ninja is a fucking ninja! I think he would win against, like, drunken swashbuckling, you know?
Yeah, just, like, genjutsu and off the plank he goes.
I honestly don't see how that's even a debate. It's all, like, as far as skill and, like, discipline and all that, it's all the ninja. Like, how is... Whatever, forget it.
That's why you do the best. A ninja pirate.
Exactly. No, a ninja cyborg, ninja amber clone mutant thingy.
Wasn't one of them right, like, up like Naruto or something?
Yes.
Yeah. Solution, take all the best stuff, stick it in the blender, and that's what you got.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Okay, let's go on to the next one before it gets way off topic here. If you have to give advice for someone doing a podcast or a video, what advice would you give them?
Oh, boy. I hear a lot of podcasts that are just, they're just two people talking. It's not a show. It's a recorded conversation. And I hate those. Or like, don't make the podcast about yourself. I mean, if you're talking, if you're the host, make it about something. Don't make it about you. Or if you have a co-host, don't make it about you and the co-host, because Curb was in something a little while ago. The thing went on for like 2 hours, and these co-hosts just jerked each other off. They had like Ego Raptor in there.
I'm not saying a word. I'm not touching this one. Matthias Pinion. Keep going, keep going.
Right, they had Ego in there, they had Curb in there, they had Rena Chan in there, and those people are really big names online, and for the first, like, half hour, the two co-hosts were just jerking each other off. It's like, we didn't know Curb was in the fucking thing until 30 minutes into it. Like, they didn't talk to him at all. It's like, you have introduced the fucking guest, you faggots. It's like, it was the most boring, mundane piece of shit. Oh, and there was some other guy that no one cares about as a guest, too, but,
that was then.
Yeah, that it was just, it's like, don't make it about yourselves. I understand having an intro, but, like, the show, if you have guests, make it about the guests, because people are going to come for the guests. Not about you. No one gives a fuck about you. They care about the people. Or, like, if they come just for you, have something where you and your friends are, like, joking around, having a good time, or you're talking about something. Don't make it about yourself, unless it's, like, unless it's interesting, unless it's like, I have this project that I'm proud of coming up or something like that. That makes sense, but not just, yeah, I got a sandwich today. And then, well, like, hey, man, I like bologna. Oh, I like bologna, too. Oh, it's just, oh, there's a special guest here. Oh, hi, Curb. We forgot. That's right. Well, hey.
You can make it a little bit about yourself once you know you're grounded, you know you have your subject and it's settling in and you're staying on the focus of it. Like, you don't have to not be personal, because if you're not personal, then you're just – then you're just being a news feed, and people have websites where they can just read that and not have to listen to it. Uh-huh. So having it be a little bit personal will help, you know, make it unique and help draw your audience in. But don't get personal, at least not in the beginning, until you have an established, you know, listenership and whatnot.
Like, well, yeah, I mean, I understand, like, you know, reporting news and then adding your own little flair in your opinion and making it, because I understand that, but, like, it just, well,
Because actually, for a good example, me and a couple of friends of mine that were animators on the Nintendo Collapse, we just did our first episode of a podcast that we're planning on called Toon Platoon, which you go to toonplatoonpodcast.blogspot.com, and we tried to stay on topic as much as possible and not make it so much about ourselves. And, you know, you can make it, you know, about yourself in a way where it's still relevant to the topic and it's interesting to people. You just have to be really careful and light about it for the way you work things. So, but anyway, I guess aside from that, as far as starting a podcast, make sure you have good recording equipment and that it's cut together as professionally as you can, because
if there is dead air, holy fuck. I cannot stand podcasts where it's just, you know, people, oh, what do you want to do? I don't know. How about you? Okay.
Yeah, I've heard of some of those myself. It's like, come on, talk. That's why I downloaded it.
Professional sounding, they're gonna turn it off in about 2 seconds. I guarantee you. So.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's like, that's why, you know. I mean, the Wachows, when we don't have a guest, or even if there is a guest, I try to keep stuff going. It's gotta get going, guys.
Yeah, but unfortunately, it gets sidetracked to hell.
Well, sidetracked is fine. That's the whole point. If you think of a topic and you're able to get sidetracked, fine. That's better. If everyone is engaged and it's interesting, no problem. Sidetracking is totally fine. If you eventually come back, sure. But sometimes the sidetracking stuff tends to be, like, really, really interesting. Like, you want to stay there. That ends up being like a gem, something rare that you didn't mean to do. But if you end up getting on a different topic you didn't plan for that everyone is generally interested in, right on. Right on.
Kind of like some of the shit we've done so far in this recording.
Yeah.
Nice question, anyway.
Yeah. Sorry, I rant, lol.
No, it's
perfectly fine.
Speaking of keeping things going, let's move on.
Okay, I know a lot of people are wanting to know this question. How the hell do you get on Wachow?
Oh, Lord. I used to take random callers. That turned out to be a total fucking mistake. Holy shit.
I know. I sit there and was listening to it. Actually, I was one of those trying to get in.
I'll say this, actually, because this is going to get us in trouble, but the real answer is that you have to be our friends. Because essentially, Wachow is all of us, just a bunch. Wachow, at its core, is a bunch of friends on Skype, fucking around, doing whatever, and it happens to entertain people. But unless we have a guest and we do an interview episode.
That's why I did Wachow in the first place, with just being recording my friends. That's it. That's it. Just recording stupid conversations, putting it online. It was just something extra. I didn't expect it to become like a major focus of the website. I was just screwing around. And, like, how do you become, I guess I need to think this about getting, like, fans in there.
Well, you know, we used to take fan questions from, like, if you maybe we could start an email an email account specifically for questions people want to send into a chat or something. We can do that.
I may do something where, like, people record themselves asking a question, and then since I can just play it.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
audio emails, they do that.
But, too. Like, I was also, like, in the back of my head, I was thinking about doing, like, an art contest or something where, like, if you win, you actually get to sit in with Chow, like, the legitimate one, honest to God, with everyone and their mom. And or something. I don't know. I haven't really thought about that, but maybe, I don't know.
Well, actually, since we have Kirby here, why don't you tell him about the whole pitcher thing that we were talking about earlier in this recording?
Oh, he drew Alan as a Smurf.
You as a Smurf?
Things. Me as, everyone is Kirby's, and then you on the
Well,
side
actually, it was three because I didn't want to draw everybody because it would get...
Right, but like a lot of Kirby's and then Kerberfer as a Kirby laughing at everybody.
Like, ah, you suffer.
Yeah, he's responsible for it, and then, yeah, so there you go.
I'll give you a link to it on DA Curb to it so you can take a look at it. But,
shameless plug. Do you like that? That's PR. That's...
References! Yay! Why don't we go on before we get dead air again?
Yay!
Okay, this is kind of fanboyish to me, but it's sometime I do an intro to Wachow.
What? intro?
Yeah, you know, like how you do is like, welcome to Wachow! Here's your host! Or something like that.
Oh yeah, Wachow! It's like a kick of the nuts! And I have to do my really bad, like, monster truck rally. Yeah, like, the Sunday, Wachow with Kerber for monster truck!
Yeah, something like that. Like, once or twice.
No. I do it off the cuff.
That's the thing you ask when you're done with the interview.
Sorry.
Yeah.
A lot of these were, like randomly typed up as I was thinking them. And some of them reordered.
This is his first one, so we got to give him a little. It's like his first day on the job. You can get away with anything.
I'm just telling you for future reference if you have any other guests.
Okay, I honestly got to know this. Where the hell do you get your jokes from?
What jokes?
Your jokes, period. Like, on Wachow, your bastard eyes?
I don't know. A lot of them just pops into my head. A lot of the stuff, the Wachow, the jokes are not planned. They're just me shooting, like, we think we have the topics of, like, six topics, and it's just us shooting the shit back and forth.
Pretty much.
It's not, like, Bastardize is me writing the script and hoping it's funny. The Sonic and Bridge stuff is me and Curb actually wrote stuff together we both think is funny. So it's going to actually have some merit to it, not just be this shit that I wrote by myself.
It's actually pretty cool. Damn it, we've killed off the air question earlier. The next one, actually, the whole favorite anime cartoon stuff.
Curb didn't get to answer that, though.
Oh, sure. The question is, what's your favorite cartoon / animes, and if you have any recommended ones to the listeners?
I'll say one that maybe isn't my favorite ever, but I'll say one that maybe people haven't all heard of, the Speedgrapher. It's a Funimation license. It was animated by Gonzo Studios. It's about a wartime photographer who gets a hard-on from taking pictures of shit.
Wars, you know.
Not one left for drama, I'm thinking of another game. What is, no. I'm going to look like an idiot now. No, it's...
No, I can't remember it either. I know what you're talking about. Wow.
Now we're going to look like a... There's not one that Capcom did. You're fucking idiots. Whatever. but it's about a wartime photographer and this 15-year-old girl who's bodily fluids, I'll say, grants superpowers. Like, she's like the X-Gene. It's like, I describe it to people as X-Men meets Cowboy Bebop meets hot, sweaty sex. It's not hentai or anything. It's nothing like super inappropriate. It's like TVMA, so it's like the same age range as South Park, but without...
Dead Rising!
There we go.
I had to look it up.
It's a really good show, really interesting characters. It's like 26 episodes. You can find it on, like, Rivestuff or something for, like, $30, the entire series. Definitely check it out. Speed.
Excuse me.
It's like Photographer, but Speed is replaced with Photo, so Speed Grapher. There you go. Anyway.
Interesting. I gotta actually check that one out. But since we were on the topic of the whole Dead Rising, since it's a game, any favorite games or any recommends to other people? Since I totally answered this.
I already answered this.
Oh, you know? Oh, Star Fox 64, Mario RPG, Smash, I guess, technically. It is a fun game, it's just I have weird connotations with it. And...
Which Smash?
What?
Which Smash, as in Smash
Brothers, any of them, I don't specify, I don't give a shit. Like, oh, I don't like Brawl because you can't wave dash, and I don't like 64 because there's no control. Fuck that shit. I'll play Smash for the 64, but just because it's Mario and Pikachu and Donkey Kong and all these other people beating the shit out of each other. Like, what the fuck more do you want? I don't care about tournament rules or any of that bullcrap. That's Curious Department. So,
I mean, I sit there and I play Melee a lot because, well, I don't have a 64 anymore, but why not? It's really bit updated graphics and without all the extra bullshit. This one's kind of probably be a redundant question, but if you could have any ability from an anime character, what would it be?
Okay.
Huh. You got this one?
I'm thinking, because I went to DBZ right away, but then I'm like, oh, wait.
It's completely useless.
probably Goku's instant transmission.
Yeah.
That would be, I mean, like, the key blast thing would be really cool, but, like, if I could just poof anywhere in the world, wherever, if I've been there, or maybe just flying. Let's just do flying. Let's just there.
Oh, that's what everybody says.
Okay, all right. I would piss gasoline there. I would have golden boy's power of being a dumbass but getting, like, really hot chicks.
Oh, of course. I have a huge affinity for ice characters, but ice really wouldn't come in handy in real life. But if I were like a character in a series, I'd absolutely love ice powers, but for real life purposes, invisibility. Or like being to turn invisible and then turn back invisible again at will.
Okay. I still have to bring this up just because it's a perfect moment for me. I know why invisible in the instant transmissions. Instant transmission. Pop into the ladies' room real quick and pop out.
Oh, it could be used for much more.
Yeah, I know, but...
The curve's bedroom in the middle of the night. Hey, how you doing? Then go away.
And for the ice thing, I know, perfect for summertime. It's like, oh, this drink needs to get cold. Much better.
I'd have to be wearing, like, heavy clothing all the time, and I would have to...
A chastity belt.
Are you sure it's not an ICD belt?
Buzzing! Okay, next question.
okay. Since the whole Sonic games are coming out, like the whole, or the Black Knight one and the Rings, what do you see next for Sonic to come out? Or what new aspect would they add to it?
Sonic in space!
Out of the general idea that we've had for like the past couple months, it's just a space game will be next. But, I don't know, I'd particularly like to see Sonic Triple X 2 without the volleyball and just, you know, like in that one GT time. What was the third one? Oh, and the
Sonic in Wonderland, Sonic in Space, Sonic Triple Volleyball X.
Okay. This one's more directed to Psy, but I was listening to the Psy Guy or music bed samples. What do you use to do the visualization thing on that?
Oh, iTunes has a visualizer. I just record my screen.
Oh.
And so there's nothing special. It just...
Oh, I was wondering about this. Like, dude, that looks cool.
Yeah, I mean, Windows is fine. I mean, like Apple did.
Yeah, I mean, I like... See, the only thing I use for the Windows one is that fucking warp thing. Just record that. What?
Yeah, basically, I just wanted to put on my music bed samples on YouTube, but I thought, like, okay, I probably need something visual. Okay, there.
Yeah, it's something. It's not like person of Psy dancing around.
That would be amazing. Oh.
Yeah, I could draw, like, a couple of frames and have them, like, flip around on the screen or something. I don't know. Okay, I've been wondering this. Where the hell did the idea from Badass Music Time Go come from?
Badass Music Time Go. That was...
That's a story, isn't it?
That, I think, didn't that start the first time on Sonic Bastardize?
I believe it was on the first one.
No,
it was Turtles. Where they were fighting, they were arguing over which song to come on, and Michelangelo got his way the whole time, and then eventually, was it in the fourth one? I can't, I don't know. Cause
it was one of the big fight scenes, so it was one of the last ones, I think.
And then in Sonic Bastardized 1, I had that whole, you know, the horse blinds on, where I was trying to be really cool with Sonic stuff, so, badass music time, go! And then it just became a running gag.
It's our version of, like, if you watch any of Red series, whenever, like, I don't have a joke here, so I'm gonna cut to some music because that's funny. Apparently, yeah.
Yeah!
That's kind of our version of it, except we just have a phrase that comes before it, and then it happens, and it's just as unfunny.
I can honestly say I've actually used that joke a few times myself just for some laughs. It actually ended up turning out great, because afterwards I showed them where I got it from.
Uh-huh.
But, okay, why was Wachow put onto a different site for the podcast site?
Well, because it ate Fireball 20XL alive. It took up it not only crippled it, like the downloading stuff, shit. Let me see. I don't know. Let me go to just.
Let's go to the memory log.
Let's not and say we did. No. Let me just look at let's see, this one, this 41-minute one is 38 megabytes. And you put up a new episode, 500 people download it all at once. So you have 500 people individually downloading 40 megabytes all at once. It kind of cripples your website and kills your bandwidth. And bandwidth is expensive as bollocks.
Not surprised. I mean, so far we're at about an hour and a half on this one here.
Uh-huh. I regret every second.
It works on the nurse. I'll split it up, and it's like part one, part two, part three, part four, part 692.
Right. I don't think people can get sick. But, so yeah, Podomatic was, I ended up costing quite a bit, but it's per year,
mm-hmm.
and it works. So it's like $300 a year versus because Fireball 20XL, is a dedicated server that costs $160 a month. That is a month, fellas. So yeah, but the site pays for itself. It just started to pay for itself, so it's not that big of a deal, but.
I mean, having people buy for the, extra shit, like the pre-Wachow Wachows.
Oh yeah, then I have that whole thing going on, cause I'm a dirty little bastard.
Speaking of the Fireball thing, where the hell did you get the idea for the logo?
I was thinking, I had the logo in my head for a while, and it was my first incarnation when I first made the website. I wanted to do a spiral because of Psycho, but I can't just do a regular spiral because that ended up being Dreamcast.
Pretty much.
Bastard.
So I was like, alright, well, it's Fireball 20XL, so I'll just put some flames coming off of the spiral, and oh, there you go, whatever.
Well, the spiral ended up being kind of funnily ironic too, because obviously he's big into Sonic, so well, it's not intended to be a throwback to that. It kind of works out that way.
Yeah.
True. I'd have to agree. I mean, I saw that, I was like, that looks familiar. But you want me to just go on to the next question?
I had the Fireball logo before Dreamcast. Okay.
And they stole it from you, those bastards.
And I had anthropomorphic hedgehogs before Sega.
Yes. Way to go.
Heads for the win. Let's go on to the next one. Well, besides having the Critic and Linkara on your thing, and you've had a bunch of other celebrities, so far, which one's your favorite?
I love the Doug Wolf to death, because he's probably, not only is he probably the biggest internet celebrity that we've got him, there's actually two. As far as I rank this in probably prestigious, holy fuck, we're a serious deal, and what the hell, we're totally just joking around. The Doug one, because we always thought that one was going to be super, super serial, and he came in and just started calling himself Penis Man and all that shit. So that was just, and he was just super relaxed, very funny, very laid back. If I wanted to show off and get credibility, I would show everyone the Silver the Hedgehog episode.
Thank you.
Yeah, that Kerr managed to get in there. Or Kyle Hebert with the Street Fighter 4 one, because all those, that's holy crap. All of a sudden it's
You know, it's funny because I think one of the first interview, if not the first interview episode that we ever did, was with Mike Pollock, who plays Ducky. And now I love Mike. Mike is a great guy and he's very talented, but like that room was so serious all the time because that was, again, if I'm not mistaken, our first actual like professional interview episode and not just all of us fucking around on Skype making stupid penis jokes.
Dick jokes, yeah, bingo.
You know, like we had, that was our prerequisite, which is why Cy and a lot of the others were kind of, and I guess I was a little bit too, when we had any other guest, including Doug, we went into it being really serious, and then eventually, like 5 seconds later, we'd realize, oh, wait, they're just a normal person, like anybody else.
And not Mike Pollock, the robot.
He's told me not even going to hear this, but I love Mike, I really do.
No, Mike's a great guy.
I mean, I could see how you guys felt about it with having someone big name, because literally, this is my first one, and I had two fanboy splooges already.
I know, and that is. I know. When Doug came on, it went all over the place. Yeah.
The keyboards weren't the only casualty that day.
I know.
The Karibo was a good one too.
Oh, yeah. I lost my fucking mind. You can just see my professionalism go right out the door.
Yeah, that's pretty much our equivalent to this right now. So don't feel too bad.
It turns out, and then he's like a really close friend of mine now. Like, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, you're like inviting him every other wet chow or something.
He actually goes out of his way to like, he's like, hey, what's the next podcast like in like a couple hours? He's like, cool, sign me up. I'm like, okay. I love you. Sure.
Yeah, honestly, I should get like everybody from wet chow and do like a big group interview or something.
Oh, God. We'll just on a Wednesday or something, like when we're doing it, maybe the hour before, maybe we'll just invite you in and then you could do your thing then or something for that hour.
Yeah, we won't know who we'll have though, because Machao's cast is generally whoever happens to be around.
Yeah, whoever happens to be on at that particular moment in time, yeah.
Well, I've already killed somewhat two birds with one stone, because I was actually going to ask you later, Kurt, for doing an interview, but I got two with one stone.
No. Huh?
Here I am, so I am part of this interview, and now you've killed two birds with one stone. What's the next one?
Next question is, who's next you're going to interview? Like, what next internet celebrity?
Mankey managed to get a hold of Moz Girl. I think I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
There's like a blue-haired chick from the guy with the glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in contact with the nostalgia chick, trying to get her on the show, but she's was at a wedding or something recently, so I haven't heard from her in a while.
Okay, twice.
I know, she caught the bouquet twice. Whatever.
Well, maybe that's a sign. Maybe the nostalgic critic and the nostalgic chick.
I don't know if they're actually going out. That's actually one of my questions. If I ever get a hold of her, but I sent her. I think she's busy. It'll be like 3 weeks because she posted a video recently with like the rape rap or whatever that was up for like 16 hours, which wasn't supposed to be up.
I didn't get a chance to see that, so I have no clue what the hell you're talking about, but go with it.
Well, like, her and a friend just started about, like, talking about, like, when you thought white rap was bad, what about white rappers talking about rape? And then, like, her friend, I don't know, it's stupid, but it's silly, whatever, but she made this video. It was just supposed to be something for her and her friends, and they put it on the website accidentally, and she was like, fuck!
delete, trash.
Yeah, she's next. Maybe we'll have some other people at some point. I haven't tracked down any random voice actors at any point, so the Sonic cast is really hard to find. So,
oh yeah, the Sonic cast, like getting a hold of Jason. I used to have common dialogue with Ryan Drummond, the original voice of Sonic, Sonic Adventure 1 and 2,
mm-hmm.
like all the time. But I emailed him a couple times, and he hasn't responded to me. I mean, like, before Sonic Bastardized, I emailed Ryan to see if he wanted to do the voice of Sonic, but as, like, a different name or something.
Mm.
And Ryan said he would if I could actually pay him. And I'm like, well, I'm broke. And he's like, LOL. And I'm like, all right.
I almost got him for Parody Rangers 3, interestingly enough. And unfortunately, I don't even know really who as... I just asked if he was interested in doing a voice, and he wanted to do it, but he
He's under, union contract.
Yeah. All the Sonic actors from the original games are union only, so they can't really do a lot of stuff like that.
It's all
I tell a lie, except for the guy who plays Shadow, because he's in all, that video game parody thing on Newgrounds. I forget what it's called. Press Start or something like that, and he's in that. But, so Lindsay Ellis, nostalgia chick, is probably someone next.
Right, that'll probably be the biggest one that's next, because she's a big fucking deal. Moz Girl is, I actually met her at Akon already, so that one should be a really easy snag to get on the show, I think.
Actually, you know what, I will say this, I might have somebody from Pokemon, I don't know 100%
yet. That'd be cool.
We'll see, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, the one that did the voice for Pikachu, just make fun of him, I don't know. But,
the original voice of, if we ever got her on here, I don't think she speaks, does she speak English?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that would be, we'd have to get Ritz in here. He'd have to be the host.
Right, you'd have to find her for us in the first place. Anyway, so that's what we have planned.
Actually, can I make a suggestion for two people for it?
No, okay, no. If you make a suggestion for people, give me their contact information or their MySpace or something, because if you just throw out names, that's the one thing that bugs me the most. That's a pet peeve of mine, is people suggest that, oh man, you should get Ryan, you should get what someone asked me the other day.
Dan Green.
You should get Dan Green, or you should get Stanley on the show, and I'm like,
well, actually, I was thinking more people from That Guy with the Glasses. I mean, get the Spoony one or Lee or something, I don't know.
Well, I would like to. I mean, I go to That Guy with the Glasses and I look at Doug stuff, Linkara stuff, and then the Nostalgia Chick stuff, and those are the only people that I think would actually be benefit wise as an interviewee. I'm not trying to be a jerker here, but there's other people. It's kind of, not that Wachow is a big deal or anything, but it'd just be like,
what's the point?
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, we have this guy, and everyone's like, who is this person? Linkara kind of had that effect, because a lot of people are like, who the fuck is this? And he's one of the biggest secondary things. Pretty much if it's not Doug, people don't know who it is. And the Nostalgia Chick is probably the second biggest, just because 4chan has a worship thing for her now.
Really?
See, Idol.
If you go to the gift section, watch out.
Really? I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
I've actually used one of her gags, too, just for some laughs. That big-lipped alligator moment.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because Kurt brought up Parody Rangers, I was surprised you got Doug to do the ending for that, because for some reason, I looped watching that for a little bit, because I just thought it was funny as hell.
I should also point out something about this. And sorry, I don't mean to sound like I'm placing blame on you.
I know exactly where this is going. Go ahead.
I'm saying this because, as I thought, I got shit for this. Those of you who are listening to this who have probably heard the episode where we interviewed Doug, at the end I asked him if he wanted to do a cameo in Parody Rangers as himself, and I would animate him. And he agreed, and he was totally cool. So I kept it in the podcast because it sounded interesting. I was like, okay, that makes sense. Unfortunately, in the process, as I predicted, everybody was like, oh my god, what the fuck is wrong with you, Kurt? You backed him into a corner. He was you were being recorded. Of course he was going to say yes. God, what the fuck is wrong with you? I really literally had so many people bothering me about that. I knew it was going to happen. But I swear to god, he was totally okay with it. He was really nice. He enjoyed doing it as well. He was really happy that he got animated.
He wasn't backed in the corner. If he didn't, he wasn't. That's bullshit.
I thought it was completely hilarious.
He was recorded. Yeah, he was recorded, but he wasn't recorded live. He could have said, no, I don't want to be in it. Are you still recording? Go ahead and edit this part out. I mean, it's that simple.
Unfortunately.
Yes, I could have one of those little.
Everyone that gave you shit about it can kiss my fucking asshole, because that's bullshit. I don't see what's wrong with asking people if they want to be on something while they're being recorded or not. There's nothing wrong with that in any way, shape, or form. And those people that give me shit about it are fucking crazy.
So anyway, next episode.
Lollipops, rainbows, and doing you in the butt.
It was a big honor to be the first to animate him. I'd love to animate the video game guard.
I can't get a hold of him. I tried. Oh, my God.
Actually, how is the next Parody Rangers coming along, by the way?
I haven't touched it all summer because, unfortunately, I've been swamped with a billion different things. I'm working on an original game for Newgrounds right now with Mr. Psy doing the musical score. And Richie Zerbs, the captain of all Pokemon porn, doing the programming. And, well, I won't say too much about it because we're trying to keep it top secret, but expect that probably in fall 2009. And I've just been busy. I'm going back to school in September, so I just haven't had the time to. But I'm going. I really, really want to finish it. I know somehow I will get to finish it. I have the audio cut together for part three. It's about like 10 minutes long or so with everything combined. Part four will be like 15 minutes long, but I don't know when I'm going to get to them. So anybody who's asking, like, when's the next episode going to come out? I don't even know because I just have
not. What's the next episode?
Yeah, tell them to come listen to this. They'll find out.
Exactly. But you'd like that.
Yes, I would get more pay. Yay.
I'll link to this. Once it gets up, just send me the link. I have no problem linking this. But wait, you asked me while I was being recorded, so fuck.
Oh no, I'm gonna get the knives in the back of the randomness.
Oh, you're such a jerk. How dare you back into a corner like that?
Oh. God, don't shoot me. Okay. Anything to expect on the next Watch Out?
Wednesday. I don't know.
Just expect it Wednesday. You'll see your randomness. Yay!
I don't really have anything planned. Maybe talk about one of my hermit crabs died.
Or a bunch of plugins. Or a bunch of plugins to other sites or something. I don't know.
Oh, you know, like recent interviews, maybe? Nah, why would I do that?
And point, underline, bold.
Hey, focus!
Well, at least it keeps it active. I mean, we're sitting here, this is probably going to be like 2 hours. And we're only...
For interviewing guests, I would keep, like, it to 10 questions, and then at max, because this is going, like, I don't mind it, because I don't really have a lot going on, because I don't have a life, so... but, like, for other guests, I think that you should probably keep it to 10 questions and, like, 30 minutes max.
Okay, well, remember, this is the first one.
I know. I'm not giving you shit, man. It's like, I've done about 100 of these things, so I've had a couple guests here and there, so I try to, this is just you know, I think it'd be a good idea to.
Actually, the last episode we did that was a billion hours long was the one where I so intelligently allowed everybody to ask questions about TTA and Sinai.
Yeah, I heard that. I had two of my questions asked on that one, actually. And that's where actually I gave Sai a message saying, thank God you got my last name right.
Oh, that's right. Okay, hello. Oh. But yeah, I tried, because this thing's gone a long time, and like, ask like the big ones, like, what's your favorite color or show or whatever. It's kind of like, I don't mind asking, I'm fine with it. It's funny. It's fine, but like, I think if you got in like Kyle Hebert, not that, I mean, he might do that because he's a nice guy, but if you got into like a professional or anything and then asked him what their favorite color is, I mean, he'd probably respond, but he'd be like, what the hell? This isn't related to my profession at all.
Well, there's like a few questions like that, especially the porn one for some reason.
No, that, I don't mind. I'm just saying, I don't mind them. I'm cool with them because I will answer pretty much anything. Ask any fuck. How I talk, you guys? How I talk? God damn it! All right, I will answer pretty much anything. Ask anything anyone asks me. But just as far as like big name like Doug, or like if I was to get the video game nerd in here, like I'd ask him about his videos and stuff. I have a bunch of questions and stuff like that. But like, what his favorite color is would probably not be on the list.
Yeah, because if you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be? Is a great question.
Oh yeah, but like throwing them off, giving them something original. That was my mom's idea. I still think that's funny, but
question delete.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
How many do we have? Out of curiosity.
Okay, there's a total of 50, and we're at 39.
Okay.
Okay, this one's actually more towards the Sonic Abridged thing. I looked over the list, and who are you going to do the random voices, like the random cops from the first episode or crowd of people? Oh, that's it?
Alan. In fact, we have a scene about... when we were writing the first episode, there's a shot where it's just the cityscape. Mm-hmm. And I was, oh, we should play Living in the City in the background. He's like, that's stupid. And then we cut to the scene with the cops. And they're playing it on the radio or whatever. It's like, man, this song is awesome. Yeah, shut the fuck up, Larry.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's actually. I edited your lines today, Curb, as a matter of fact.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we're coming
play it here.
Okay, this one is, how do you come up with the ideas for the scripts, like for Chaos Domain 3, That's My Sonic, your videos, and so forth?
Oh, okay, how do I come up with I thought you were asking about, like, the graphic novels.
No, I mean, the scripts, because I know you write scripts for them, and other people draw them.
Chaos Diamonds 3 started a long time ago in a galaxy far away. Yeah, thank you for the beautiful
musical interlude.
I wrote fanfics just on my own, just because it was fun to do for no big reason. And back when I was a kid, I had a whole series of like Sonic and DBZ. Like if Sonic and DBZ were in one show and they, like Goku and Sonic would go and fight some evil thing or whatever. I don't know. It was really stupid.
Just why not, right?
Yeah, and then I stopped doing that, and then my next, it had been a little while, but I still got another idea for another story, which is Chaos Diamonds 3. And I was like, man, this is cool. I want to write this. And then at the time, AIM, Tara Welker, was my girlfriend, and I was talking to her about it. I'm like, I wish someone could draw this. She's like, well, when she read over the script, she's like, well, I like it. I'll draw it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that'd be cool. Why the hell not? And it ended up being, like, a big fucking deal, apparently. And,
it was the first thing I think I had ever seen. No, I don't know why. I saw a couple little bits and pieces of That's My Sonic here and there, but Chaos Diamonds 3, right around the time that Will started drawing it, was the first thing I had really seen from Psy that I really enjoyed it. Chaos Diamonds 3 is still, like, my favorite project of this to date, so
I still got random ideas. I still got other ideas, like Greed. I got an idea to a Holding Out for a Hero was playing in my car, and I got this really awesome music video in my head instead of paying attention to driving. Like, I was asking music video in my head to, like, Wario just kicking ass, and I was like, God, that would be such a cool comic. And then I had the idea slowly develop in my head, and then I eventually get all these ideas verbatim in my head, and if they don't get out, my head explodes. So I have all these ideas like Ninja Turtles Cowabunga needs to get out of my head or I'm going to die. I have a bunch of original ideas I want to do. I had a World of Warcraft idea, but that doesn't need to happen at all. Holy crap.
Well, it was very cool, I should point out.
It was in depth, and it was, and thank you, I do appreciate that. Just it doesn't need to happen, because it doesn't.
Yeah, after Sonic Bash Race 3, it just went dead.
Oh. No. And you can watch that one on YouTube still, because it's the third
only one.
Yeah, the only one for whatever.
Or the Transformers one.
You can still watch that. That wasn't taken down. If you figure, like, Hasbro would give me shit, but whatever.
The Transformers was probably, like, the weakest of all the ones that we've done, though. I'm not gonna
lie. Yeah, it's true. And it's like, you had Kyle Abear as Optimus. Well, so did you!
Yeah. Well, he asked to, for so I can... What do you don't say no to that, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I should point out, to the people who don't know, like, Aver asked to be Optimus in my thing. Like, I'm sorry, I'm making this about me now, I'm a retard.
You're in it, so.
It's fine.
Oh, well, I know, when I did that transform...
It's actually, it's not your favorite color, so...
Oh, that's true. My favorite color is green. No. It's cool. I came up with the Transformers thing, and I was telling Kyle about it, because he loves Optimus and Peter Cullen and all that. And I was like, yeah, I'm doing this little Transformers thing. Do you want to do a little cameo in it or something? I was like, can I be Optimus? I'm like, what? And, you know, when a professional voice actor asks if he can be the lead character in your stupid Flash movie that you're going to do over the course of a week, you do not say no to that.
And if you do, it's like a big old sword right to the back.
Oh,
because I asked him if he would be Optimus for Transformers Bastardized, because I saw his Kyle TV podcast, and he just had a toy of Optimus, and he did the voice perfectly. I was like, God, I want that! He was like, okay.
That was
like,
kind of the driving force behind doing it in the first place. It's like, we got Kyle, we can't not do it, but then it was like, this is too hard.
It was too hard because we got different voices for pretty much every single minor stupid character.
Yeah, we had double ups for a couple people. Like Cy was Starscream and Bumblebee. I think it was Jazz and Megatron. Yeah.
Jazz the Eggnog Factory. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. It just got too ridiculous. And I'm like, yeah, let's just not do this.
I got there were a ton of people that I had no idea. I just took auditions from like any. Joe, Kathy, Bill, Frank, Ma, I don't care. Come on in.
Come on in. Okay, say someone wants you to do a script for them. Would you actually do it, and how would they get a hold of you to do it?
Oh, yeah. That's no problem. I love writing. Writing takes me no time at all. I mean, if it's like a big-ass, like, 72-page epic, we're going to have a little bit of a chit-chat, but if it's just like a script for a comic, I don't have a problem with that at all.
Well, actually, I wanted to get a hold of you for something like this, because I'm actually in progress of making my game using one of the RPG makers, the VX, if I'm correct.
Someone asked me on Twitter if I wanted to do a comedy script for a game, and I was like, sure, I wouldn't mind doing that at all. That would be totally cool. I would love to do something like that. I've been wanting to write an RPG for, I guess, even more so now because of Blaze Blue and all those original characters. I'm like, fuck! Oh my god!
Oh,
yeah, no, I would have, how would they get a hold of me? SciGuy@gmail.com, if you tell me, I'm not gonna just do any story. If you like, if we talk about it, if I can get a hold of you over Skype, and we can talk about it one-on-one, like what the premise is about, and if I'm interested or not, because I'm not gonna, if there's like, I wanna do a story about Zelda, go ahead, and then like, no.
Yeah, we're not gonna do it.
if there's some guy that comes to me and he's like, okay, I have this really good idea, I have this idea about like, I wanna use this character, I have this idea, and then this happens, and this happens, but no, I can totally see, like, Evan Stanley, the person that's doing Ghost of the Future. I'm supposed to be doing something, but I slacked off a tiny bit.
Shh, you will never know.
So, no, I would be thrilled to be able to write for people, especially if they want. It's just, you know, it's hard to advertise that because that's such a weird thing. They're like, hey, do you want me to write something for you, Ruffle Mao? And then,
yeah, I mean, the position of writing, even in the real industry, is such a particular one, because it's like, it's only if you're at the top, when you just make an idea and then everybody else does it for you, that's a really, really difficult position to get into.
Tell me about it. I mean, I have ideas, and I mean, the concept seems awesome to me, at least, and some other people have agreed with me. It's just coming out with the rest of the stuff is just, ugh.
Yeah, no, it's a process. I've been writing my whole life. And,
I know, so I've been reading your comics.
Alright, let me just bend over. You can kiss this part of my ass right now, and then this part later.
Prepayment then post-payment.
What'd you say? I said one cheek per period of time.
Exactly. And,
And then the package deal at the end.
No, I don't have a problem writing for people. I'd love to write for people. That would be totally cool.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you about that after this. Okay, yeah. Next question is, how could you control so much randomness that is you?
You don't. There's no control. There is no off switch. I annoy the shit out of people because I do it anyway because I think it's funny. When I go to work, I annoy the fuck out of everyone, and I don't care because I'm getting a laugh out of it.
Where do you work at anyway? I've been wondering that.
I work at a company called Momentum Transport, where the company itself transports cars, and my job is to make sure I'm the lead SEO web graphic designer, where I'm supposed to make, like, if you search up auto transport or car shipping or whatever, that we're supposed to be ranked high on Google. We're not, but that's my job, is to get up higher.
Now, just everybody hearing this, everybody's going to check out that site and everything.
I hope so. Go ahead. The more hits we get on it, the better we'll be ranked, because Google is a giant piece of shit. But
that site controls the art for.
Yeah. Yes. And control the randomness that is me. I don't know. I'm not that random.
I've listened to what's out. You are random.
damn.
I'm so random, like, my brain.
I'm an unlockable dork! Or whatever.
Oh, God.
Well, what's that quote? I fucked it up. What is it exactly?
No, that was pretty much it.
Garugacon.
Garugamish.
No, not that.
So I don't know. I just don't know. I have a lot, like, little things remind me of quotes all the time, and I don't have. It doesn't really work because I'm single, but. So this is not something you want to aspire to be, kiddos.
But it helps to be famous.
Don't try to be like us, please. Don't look up to us.
Being famous. Being famous is sure paying for all my bills, Nat. And it's sure getting me significant others. Well, it has.
If you start putting it on a... Okay, well, I mean, since you said you were putting some of your videos on Blip TV, I think it was, don't they pay... for how many views for sticking an advertisement somewhere randomly on your video?
Yeah, they pay out for that, and hopefully whenever Sonic and Bridge comes out, that it's going to be able to pay for the hosting, and that'll be better. But right now, like, I have finally just started breaking even with my website because of you guys, and I installed a new advertiser thing on Fireball and GG guys, so I've just started breaking even. So, like, as far as profit goes, it's yet to be seen, but I'm waiting.
Channel plug in. Click the ad.
Get away with it on audio. Yeah, if you've stuck around for, like, this long, guys, god damn. Seriously, don't you have something else to do?
I mean, I've stuck around this long. I was back whacking.
You're not normal, so.
Fanboy splooge. No. Okay, first off, I gotta say this towards Curb. When you did the Niku Niku Doga, every time I hear that song, I'm sitting there singing your lyrics.
Me too.
You need to listen to that shit.
Yes, I did. I listened to the whole fucking thing.
Which one? The one that I did by myself or the one that I did with everybody else?
Both.
Both.
And now, well, you know, but do you listen? No, when I said that before, I mean, do you listen to the actual, like, original song with the billions of different medleys and shit?
Yeah.
I've done the medleys. Whenever I hear those tunes, I mean, even if it's just part of it, like the Mega Man one, I'm singing that part of your song.
So sorry. Yeah.
I mean, actually, I wanted to get a hold of you about
that shit. I have no idea why. Like, I was obsessed with listening to Niku Niku Doga's the medleys, rather. Niku Niku Doga is basically Japanese YouTube, and the medleys are all these different things. And because I needed more shit to listen to while I was working, I listened to a lot of podcasts that are very long, so I could have things to help me focus with while I'm animating. And the Niku Niku Doga's, the medleys are like, you know, 20 minutes fucking long sometimes. So it's like, oh, perfect, okay, and there you go. So... that was what they started as, and then I just ended up singing different ones and doing all kinds of weird things.
Since I have you here, I've actually had a question for you involving that. At times on YouTube, I sit there and do a lip sync video. Would you have a problem if I did it to your version of it?
So what? Like you doing a karaoke of it? Or?
No, I mean, I sit there, I can lip sync a song pretty damn perfectly.
Well, what do you mean when you say lip sync a song?
Yeah, as in literally just like move my lips to the song.
Like, you record a video of yourself, like, just singing in, like, or mouthing your...
Yes, mouthing the lyrics to it. Because I did that with...
I don't care. You can do whatever you want, dude.
Well, I wanted to do that so I don't get, like, yelled at. It's like, you stole my song!
No, you're not stealing the song. You're crediting. It's just, I don't know why you'd want to, but if you...
It's just one of those songs. I got to get it out of my system somehow, and that seemed like the way.
All right.
Because I sit there, and I've listened to a Chow enough, I could sit there and lip-sync some of the episodes.
That's sad.
Oh, sorry, you're a robot. You're a robot, go on hold.
Bit of an edit here. The recording kind of screwed up in mid of it, so there's a little bit of a jump there. You didn't miss any questions, I'll tell you that now. But just giving you a heads up. Enjoy. In the latest one, I heard you saying about a radio drama, and you weren't doing that. What was it about, and... why not?
Oh, it was going to be at the time, the idea was we were going to do an audio version of the
comic. Oh, that's my Sonic, But I don't have any desire to do that because I'm already doing audio hell for Sonic Abridged, so why would I want to do it again?
I mean, if you want, I could sit there and do, like, Flash versions of it. I mean, I don't have any problem giving a helping hand to the Fire
Pros. I don't like trusting people. I have issues with
people. No, I mean, I know. I mean, if, like, trial work or something, I don't know.
I don't know. I appreciate it. If it comes up to where that would be something we'd want to implement, I'll totally hit you up for stuff, but right now...
It's pretty much just a picture thing right now, and that's it.
Pretty much just the comic itself, and that's probably all it needs to be, I would think.
With Kurt, like, randomly cutting out or something?
Oh, I'm muting myself while I'm blowing my nose and getting over my cold, so... Oh.
Okay, let's see, what is it? Oh, God, no. Another one my friend randomly added in here. Okay, if you had your own soda drink line, what would it be, and what would be the slogan for it?
Oh, my soda drink line? It would be Jism. It's like jizz in a can. Okay, Kerb, go.
Yahoo soda. Just drink it.
Oh, God. Not just thinking of those. I'm going to end up just out of randomness sit there and do the whole little slogan ad thing now.
Do it.
Okay.
Do it. No, there was, what was the thing? Tropic Thunder, where it had booty sweat.
I mean, I've done my own. I mean, okay.
There's this energy drink called Pimp Juice. Oh, man, that's fucking brilliant.
Okay, I gotta admit this. I have done it myself. I've actually did the thing, and I've designed a can too. It's called Fat Man Cola for the fatty in you.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, that's hilarious. For the fatty in you, that's amazing. Holy crap!
What number are we up to?
Well, actually, there's like two questions left because I skipped like three of them.
Oh, thank you, Jesus! I mean, man, that's. We gotta pick this up, man.
Okay. Any personal quotes?
Click an ad.
I have a retard question.
Go ahead.
No, that's my quote.
Yeah, that is your shtick, yeah.
Okay. All right. The last question is: if you had to give advice to any of the listeners listening to this, whatever it be, and about whatever the hell they would give advice about. Awkward silence.
Believe in your dreams.
Never take the internet seriously because you're saving yourself a whole lot of stress. I'm totally fucking serious. Don't ever take anything on the internet seriously. Don't emotionally invest yourself so much to the point where it's going to kill you because it's just not worth it. Just focus on the stuff you need to do in real life over everything else. If I had to go back and change one thing in my life is that I would have... I mean, I'm glad that I met Cy and everybody in the process of it, but I'm also...
You'd probably slap yourself stupid.
No, that I'm so, like, emotionally invested in everything now, and it's not something I'm too happy with. So yeah. If I had to say that it wasn't, I shouldn't take the internet seriously, ever.
Never give out your real name online, ever.
A little late on that one. A little late on that.
Yeah, I know, but that would be my thing, is never use your real name online for anything. Holy fuck.
That's the one thing Cy would go back and change if he could.
Oh, yeah, it totally would, because it's like, because my stuff is, like, the people that don't like me have a page dedicated about that. You look that up, and potential employers look that up. LOL.
Stab, 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 shink, shink, shink.
Basically.
Okay, well, I mean, to curb for that comment, I know you were really getting stressed out because the whole TTA series.
No, that is the last... fucking thing on my mind, you have no idea. Now, TTA is not an issue for me. Don't even worry.
During the time, it was a big issue because everybody was in there pressuring you, and I know you've had like one or two journals completely flipping out about it.
Wait, what? I don't understand.
Back in TTA, because I know one or twice I thought I spotted a journal of you like a little bit like ranting about people pressuring you about TTA.
Yeah, but that's curb like every other day.
No, Cy was actually pretty supportive of that too. Like when people were really getting on my ass about not finishing the series, and he summed it up pretty well at the end of that 20,000-year-long episode that we did where he answered all those questions. And the last one that I saved was, why are you not continuing it? And then Cy had some good insight into that as well. So,
because I know I asked questions. I
why
asked,
not continue it? Because it's his fucking thing! Fuck off!
Yeah, because I know I asked you about the whole radio drama one, what was the original ending and all of that.
I don't remember shit.
Everyone died. Everyone fucking died. That was the ending.
No, I mean, I still remember it. Yes.
No, really. No, GC didn't save Motherboard. The system blew up and everybody fucking died on Tome, locked in at that very moment. And
they crapped themselves doing it.
Yes, it was amazing. And then they had the bowel movement afterward, like everything was when they died. That was what really happened. That's the real ending of GTA. Uh-huh. The end. Moving on. Is that it?
Is that it? Are we done?
Yeah, that's about all the questions. I hope everyone that listened to this enjoyed it, since it was originally Cy and became Cy and Curb. Yay!
I'm going to go off to this later, out of my way.